John Callahan's autobiography begins like this. On the last day I walked, I woke up without a hangover. I was still loaded from the previous night. Callahan continued drinking throughout that day. His equally inebriated friend was driving him home from a bar when he smashed into a utility pole at 90 miles an hour. Callahan was left paralyzed from the chest down. That was in 1972. Today, Callahan is a recovering alcoholic and a cartoonist. His grip is very weak, and that gives his drawings a childlike quality. What he finds funny, some people find offensive, cartoons about the disabled. His cartoons have been published in Penthouse and the National Lampoon. I asked him to describe a few.
Okay, I have this cartoon with two cut-off heads on the street corner, just disembodied heads with on little carts with tin cups, and one of them is blind, and the sighted cut-off head is saying to the blinded cut-off head, "People like you are a real inspiration to me." Then the title of the book is a bunch of horsemen, a posse in the desert, have come upon an abandoned wheelchair, a broken down and abandoned wheelchair that they've been tracking, and one of the horsemen is saying to the other, "Don't worry, he won't get far on foot."
These cartoons are really very funny. I wonder if people are ever afraid to laugh at some of them, especially the ones about amputees and people in wheelchairs and stuff like that, because they might be afraid that the laughter would be perceived as laughing at people with disabilities.
Yes, I think people have that ambivalent feeling. I get stopped by people all the time that say that they would like to laugh, or they do laugh, and then they feel guilty, and then they go back to laughing, and then they feel guilty, you know. So it creates this kind of a strain in people.
What do you tell them?
I just tell them I don't know what to say about it. I guess it's funny, it's funny. And personally, I wouldn't have drawn them if I didn't think they were funny, you know.
Does it make a difference to people who are seeing your cartoons if they know that you are paraplegic yourself?
Yes, it seems to make a difference. People are very condemning of me until they find out or read that I'm paralyzed. And then they suddenly agree that I have a license to kill or something.
What have your most controversial cartoons been?
In the book, I have my first angry letter, which is I have framed at the house with many to follow, but it's a picture of just a guy at a bar with no hands, and he has hooks for hands on both hands, and the bartender's turning him down saying, "Sorry, Mike, you just can't hold your liquor." And but when I drew that, many people with the disability of having, amputated hands or something have come up to me on the street in different cities and said how much they've enjoyed my work, and in particular the hook jokes.
What did people object to about that cartoon? What more specifically, what does that letter say that you've got framed on your wall?
Well, the letter was kind of a classic, actually. It wrote to a magazine saying, "How dare this Callahan cartoonist be so cruel to our, courageous friends, the handicapped?" And they never suspect that I'm also handicapped.
Have stupid questions that you're asked about being handicapped led to cartoons?
Sometimes, yes. As a matter of fact, that first cartoon I described with the two cut-off heads talking, because many people come to me and say, people like you are a real inspiration to me, which is a really strange feeling to have when you've only been in their presence for 30 seconds or so.
Right. When you started sending in cartoons to editors, did they know that that you were paralyzed? And I'm thinking especially if you were sending in cartoons about handicapped people.
Well, the magazines that I began working for submitting to early on were those kind of magazines that had these kind of handicapped, sometimes amputee jokes, National Lampoon and Penthouse. And Penthouse began to buy my work, 5 years ago, and they had no knowledge of me or my situation until I sent them a longer piece I wrote called The Lighter Side of Being Paralyzed for Life, which is kind of throughout this, pieces of it are throughout this autobiography.
Mm-hmm.
And they then decided that they would pick up the phone and call me and ask me if it was really true that I was, handicapped, and what a great story this is, and would I draw some more handicapped cartoons for them.
Can you take the same liberties with other people, or does it come off as sexist or racist?
Well, I guess people are touchy about their special interest groups like that. I mean, I've drawn... I have, for instance, a cartoon which is very popular. It's a picture of a cafe. On the window of the cafe, it says the Anorexia Cafe, and there's a small sign in the door that says, "Now closed 24 hours a day." And it's extremely popular, but, you know, it gets me in a little trouble sometimes. You know, people do write in. Usually, almost always, people who write the angry letters are not a member of that group that I'm featuring in the cartoon.
But most people probably find it reassuring when you're a member of the minority that's featured in the cartoon. Because that's kind of proof that it's a joke about us, not a joke about them.
Yes. So someday I think I'm going to have a newspaper headline printed saying that Callahan the cartoonist has actually just been faking it all the years. He's not disabled, but he just did it to be able to draw these kind of cartoons.
Or you could say you're really a black woman and then kind of broaden the the subject matter you could cartoon about.
An anorexic.
Oh, but that's right. Did you have the same kind of sense of humor before your accident?
Yes, I did. I had it as a kid. I remember doing a kind of cynical, humor for my parents, kind of stand-up, in the days when I could stand up. You know, as a 5 or 6-year-old kid, I would try to entertain the family around the kitchen table.
Was it hard for you to find your sense of humor after your accident?
Well, it took, I think it was always there, but, overwhelming, depressions and stuff, and disorientation for the first months and years are quite something to contend with. But my humor did get me through it, and I was drawing cartoons in physical therapy. I didn't so much enjoy what they had to give me in occupational therapy, like they wanted me to strengthen my hands and arms by sanding a piece of wood, and I didn't relate to it, so I just picked up a pen with 2 hands and drew cartoons and started drawing cartoons.
Mm-hmm. Now, you write in your book that it's a fact of paralyzed life, that people want to come up to you and cure you by delivering you to Jesus.
Yeah, I find that's true. I cite a couple of examples in the book. I mean, someone recently came up and told me, asked me if he could cure me, if I would be willing to be cured by Christ to be able to walk. And I just told him, I said, I just paid $5,000 for this new wheelchair. Do you mind if I get a couple months worth out of it before? You know, I think they're nice and everything, but I mean, sometimes I just describe or open the book, my autobiography, to page whatever it is, and I show the picture and I'm respectful of the Christians, but I happen to have a cartoon which I think is respectful toward Christianity. It's a picture of Jesus on the cross, crucified, and he's thinking wearily to himself, TGIF. And that's enough to get rid of any, the most resolved Christian cure on the street.
Does it ever make you angry that people would approach you and say, "Well, I've got the cure if you follow my way"?
Yeah, well, this seems funny, but I mean, just yesterday, my friend Kevin and I were sitting somewhere in front of a restaurant, and a guy was standing by there waiting for a cab, and he looked down and he says, "Well, you know, a guy in your condition, you know, I mean, how do you?" I said, "You mean a red-haired person?" He goes, "No." And he starts pointing at the wheelchair. I said, "Oh, you mean a person with blue jeans?" He goes, No, a guy like you who's, he just couldn't get it out." It's like, you know. So I like to tease people a little bit, but I have a chapter in the book called How to Relate to Handicapped People, and it's done all in cartoon style. I just encourage people to read that.
You say that prostitutes hit on you also because they assume you're going to be sexually needy.
Yeah. Well, I think that's something that a lot of guys in wheelchairs have commiserated with me about. It's so, you know, I have drawn this cartoon. I show a picture of myself flying down the street in a wheelchair, and a prostitute is sitting on the corner seductively, and she has the handicap access symbol sewn onto the front of her jeans.
You know, I'm thinking it's what you do to get people to laugh, and one of the many subjects you get people to laugh about is handicaps. But do you ever feel like saying to someone, "Hey, it's not funny"?
Yeah, well, I never really find too many things I don't think are funny to cartoon and to draw cartoons about. But many people come to me and say, "Hey, that's not funny. You shouldn't draw about that. But draw like that, I mean, that's something you shouldn't touch, you know."
Uh-huh. Well, John, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Terry. It's been a pleasure.